This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives pushed through a $14.5 billion military assistance package for Israel without humanitarian aid for Gaza. We get more on this story from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The measure passed mainly along party lines.
On this vote, the yeas are 226, the nays are 196. The bill is passed.
In a partisan approach by new Speaker Mike Johnson, the emergency package requires offsets with cuts in government spending elsewhere. Such a bill would normally have full bipartisan support. Democrats said Johnson's approach will only delay help for Israel. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calls the bill stunningly unserious and says it has no chance in the Senate. President Joe Biden has said he will veto it. Norman Hall, Washington.
More Americans with dual citizenship have left the Gaza Strip as the nation's top diplomat headed to the Middle East for more talks on the Israel-Hamas war. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
After global sympathy, Israel now faces criticism over its full-fledged military response in Gaza, which makes Blinken's visit more complex. He'll again stress U.S. backing for Israel's need to defend itself, but
how Israel does this matters.
Noting images of Palestinian children pulled from the rubble of airstrikes.
That hits me in the gut as much as seeing a child in Israel or anywhere else.
Blinken says he'll discuss concrete steps to protect Palestinian civilians. He'll also introduce a new priority.
We're focused on the day of. We also need to be focused on the day after.
And the need for Israel and its neighbors to start considering what a post-war Gaza looks like. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And for more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States is providing up to $425 million in additional military aid for Ukraine in a package expected as soon as Friday, two U.S. officials tell VOA. The U.S. has provided about $44 billion in security assistance to Ukraine since the beginning of Russia's unprovoked invasion back in February of 2002. Make that 2023. Leading artificial intelligence developers have agreed to work with governments to test new frontier models before they are released to help manage the risk of rapidly developing technology. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports it's a potentially landmark achievement at the United Kingdom's Artificial Intelligence Summit.
Like-minded governments and AI companies have today reached a landmark agreement.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak on Thursday hailed an agreement between leading AI developers and governments to test new artificial intelligence models before they are released. He said the accord on the final day of his two-day AI safety summit would help to manage the risks of the rapidly developing technology and protect humanity from the potential threat it poses.
The late Stephen Hawking once said, AI is likely to be the best or worst thing to happen to humanity. If we can sustain the collaboration that we have fostered over these last 2 days, I profoundly believe that we can make it the best. Because safely harnessing this technology could eclipse anything we have ever known.
The list of countries that had signed up to the safety testing collaboration did not include China.
Rachel Faber of Reuters says that China's representatives were not included in the second day of talks. Unionized workers at the first of the Ford factories that went on strike last month have overwhelmingly approved a new contract proposal. South Korea says North Korea has likely supplied several types of missiles to Russia to support its war in Ukraine, along with its widely reported shipments of ammunition and shells. Foreign governments accuse North Korea of seeking high-tech Russian technologies to modernize its arsenal of nuclear weapons in return. Meanwhile, in an apparent sign of its economic troubles, the country is moving to close some of its overseas diplomatic missions. A New York jury convicted FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried of fraud charges. The 31-year-old California man convicted Thursday by jurors who rejected his testimony that he didn't defraud customers. He was extradited from the Bahamas, where he operated the FTX cryptocurrency exchange. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.